Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say.
See me
somebody out there saying I need God in my house.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have come to the line today. We might be running a few minutes late, but praise God, we are here, ready to do God's work. Today we have an exciting topic that everyone can participate in today. And before we start, let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for a new beginning today, dear Heavenly Father, because today is a new beginning of 2024. It may not be the 1st of January, it's the 17th, but you start every time you wake us up, you give us a new beginning, God. And we want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for everything that you're doing for each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for creating in me a new heart that reflects the love that you lavish upon me, dear Heavenly Father, and I want to say thank you. When I need to change, Lord, change me and make me new again. In Jesus' name, and we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're talking about a new beginning for 2024. The word of God say, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing in 2024. No matter how badly we have failed, we can always get up and begin again. Our God is the God of new beginnings. The word of God say, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. Are you in search today of a new beginning, or for that matter, a new you? You know, when you think about it, if we sincerely want to change ourselves for the better, we must start on the inside and work our way out from there. So today we're talking about a new beginning for 2024, because that's the year we're in. And some of my tag words is new, change, better, and opportunities. So today, as we get into our lesson, you know, even for 2024, when I thought about it, a lot of people have beginnings, new beginning, and types of new beginning begun in life with us. You know, people might have a variety of new beginnings throughout their lives. But a new beginning is the beginning of something new, such as a new phrase, or chapter in one's life, a new starting, or an opportunity to make a difference. And that's what we want to do in 2024, make a difference. And as we think about the spiritual meaning of new beginning, the spiritual significance of a new beginning is compelling concept throughout the Bible. You know, the Bible described God as a God of fresh start, giving us encouragement and restoration after we have strayed away. You know, the Bible is rife with examples of how God provides those who have sinned or have been misled by the world with a second chance. And you know, as I thought about that, Job remained faithful to God despite all the anguish and suffering he endured physically and emotionally. Levels and pleaded for pity. He wished he had never been born. But when you think about it, he gave him a new beginning. You know, well, he lost everything. But God started him out with even more things better than what he had. You know, I thought about this. Steps to a new beginning with God. First, repentance. Repent. Acts 3:19 said, therefore repent and turn to God, that your sins may be forgiven and the season of the Lord's refreshments may arise. Over in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, you need faith in Jesus Christ, for it is not by work that any should boast, but it is by grace through faith. And this is not for yourself. It is the gift of God. We're talking about steps to a new beginning with God. And over in Romans 10 and 9, this confession of Jesus as Lord, if you would believe in your heart that God resurrected Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. And, you know, we go to another one, baptism, baptized in water, Acts 2 and 38. Peter say, repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And the Holy Spirit will be given to you. You know, over in Ephesians 1 and 13, it say, get in the Holy Spirit. We're talking about a new beginning in 2024. When you receive the message of truth, the good news of your salvation, you also become a part of Christ. When you trust him, you seal with the promise of the Holy Spirit. My, we're talking about spiritual meaning of new beginning. And I just thought I would drop that off for free. You know, a new beginning is any chance to clear the slate and begun again. And it be also an opportunity to continue when you left off to begin at a higher level. So today, as we go through, if anybody would like to say something on the phone, hit one on your keypad because new beginning. If we sincerely want to change ourselves for better, we must start on the inside and work our way out from there. Lasting change doesn't occur out there. It occurs in us. It occurs not in the shifting sand of our own particular circumstances, but in quiet depths of our own heart. Are you in search of a new beginning, or from that matter, a new you? If so, don't expect changing circumstances to miraculously transform you into the person you want to become. Transformation starts with God. And it starts in the solid center of a human heart like yours. If we trust God and depend on his grace, we can grow in personal character as we go through trials. That means we go over in 2024, we're going to experience some things that we never experienced before. But if you want a new beginning, that means it starts with God. You know, you may say, I'm just using this paraphrase, I want a new house. You know, that means that's starting off with a new beginning because you didn't have a house, an earthly house, that you move in. You got to get everything ready, get it fixed up like you want, put in what you want. You're going to come into a whole lot of things that you got to do to move into this new house or move in a new job, you know, move to a new town. We're talking about a new beginning, and we don't know which way, unless you in Christ Jesus, which way he listened to lead you. So when you say a new beginning for 2024, that means you left all those old things, those old traits, them old saying behind in 2023, and you are pressing to the mark of a higher calling for 2024. And, you know, over in Philippians 3, 13 and 14 saying, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, it's vital, important that you heed God's call. Over in John 15 and 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruits. Fruits that were led. You know, I thought about that for a while. Satan, you didn't choose yourself. God chose you. All the things that you went through or going through, he's taking you through that to take you to another dimension, another level in him. And so I had to think about a new beginning. for 2024. God, what do you have in store for me this year with a new beginning? And, you know, in other words, you have been called by Christ. And now it is up to you to decide precisely how you will answer. Have you already found your specific calling? You know, everybody don't know their calling. They say they don't. But God will tell you what your calling is. And, you know, I know last week I talked about an assignment. It's just why bringing it over from last week with the 2024 to this week, calling. We have to know the calling God have given to us. And if so, you are a very lucky person. I ain't going to say luck because luck is not in the Bible. You are a blessed person. And if not, keep searching. Keep praying until you discover it. And remember that God has important work for you to do, work that no one else on earth can accomplish but you. You know, it's a lot of things that we do. And sometimes we don't realize we're doing it, but are we doing it because God gave it to us, or are we doing it because we saw somebody else doing it? Or he letting us know this is a new day, this is a new age. Every day he wake us up. Don't you know that's a new beginning? Old things have passed away and all things have become new. That means what happened yesterday is something brand new today. We've been having cold weather here and all through this freeze. For some reason today, when I got up and the house has been warm, but I could feel a rushing cold blast all of a sudden hit in here in the house. And that was something new. I say a beginning for 2024. I didn't feel that yesterday or the day before. So that was a new beginning of something God was showing me, somewhere God is taking me. So I have to follow the lead of him, not myself. You know, never God never called without enabling us. He going to give us everything we need. We think when we go somewhere or we do something, or we are afraid, or we say, well, I can't do that. I can't say that. And my mind go back to the scripture saying, where he said, I can mean, he said he can do, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Even in the new beginning. No, I don't know how, I have to worry about how it's going to end, how it's going to start. He done put me, excuse me, he done put me there to start it. So that means he going to give me the tools and the equipment to step out, but I got to step out. If I forever stay in the shadow, I will never know what he had for me in the new beginning. I'm forever going back to the old, and I don't want to do that because this is a new year with mercy, grace, salvation. He's doing a new thing in 2024. We see it in the climate. We see it in our family. We see it in the stores. We see it in the bank. It's so many things, y'all, we see for 2024 that we never dreamed possible. More things are going digital. More things of equipment is put out. You say, well, you know, I never saw that. I wonder how that operates. That means he's doing a new thing. So that means we have to learn the new thing if we want to move on. We don't want to stay stuck in a rut. He's moving us on, y'all, to a new thing. So we got to heed God's call when he put us to do something new. And if anybody would like to say something on this particular topic, you could have different views on a new beginning for 2024. And I would like for you all to share it if you would, because it might be something that helped me. Okay, I have one I'm fixing to bring on. You are now on area code 832. Go right ahead. The last phone numbers is 0041. You're not on the air. You're online. You can go ahead and talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy about the privilege to be able to come online and talk about a new beginning. I was reading in my word Matthew 21 and 22 where it says, and whatever you ask for in prayer, believing you will receive. This is eye-catcher for me. Whatever I ask in prayer, if it's God's will, I can receive it. That's always a new beginning for me. And I looked on and I was thinking to myself, what entails a new beginning? And I think a new beginning starts with us being not selfish. It starts with our heart free from doubt in God, knowing that God can do anything but fail.
Yeah.
With a forgiving spirit, people that hurt us or talk against us and they should not, we have to learn how to have a forgiving spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to walk with confidence. Know that God will at all times. And we got to be persistent. Persistent in our prayer. Pray until something happens.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that once we open up our mouths and put it in the atmosphere, if it's God's will, it is so.
Mm-hmm.
And a sincerity and simplicity of life. We got to be sincere and enjoy the simple things of life as a new beginning. And we got to be patient when we pray.
Yes.
It is not when we want it to happen. It's when our Lord wants it to happen.
Yes.
We have to always keep ourselves in the spirit of obedience. And along with all of these on my list, I want to really say that if we can repent for anything that you think you did wrong, God is well pleased with us. See, humility goes a long way. It's always a new beginning in our lives when we can go to the throne in humility and walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm.
If we have the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord don't mean that we got to be shaken and afraid. It means respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect our God on every end. And I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity to share with you about these little things which become big things of a new beginning. Every day that you wake up, we need to get up and say, thank you, Lord, because I got another day to do more for God.
Yeah.
And to step out there and entice someone else to follow our Lord and Savior. Because you're not always what you say. People look at how you act, how you do things. You know, it's just like telling a child, you do as I say and not as I do. That's so wrong. Because we are the partakers of Christ, Jesus Christ. We need to show excellent ways of living and doing life as it is.
Yes.
And I just want to say that I'm grateful this morning about a new beginning. Every day that we wake up, we say it's a new beginning. Why?
Yes,
because the word works.
Yes,
thank
it does.
For having me on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, caller. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I went over to Isaiah 43:18-19. And it said, do not remember the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. And just like the caller was saying, when we wake up, he put breath in our body. He put a song in our lips, prayer. You know, he's doing a new thing, you all. You know, each new day offer countless opportunities to serve God, to seek his will, and to obey his teaching. You know, but every day also offer countless opportunity to stray from God's commandments and to wander far from his path. You know, sometimes we wander aimlessly in the wilderness of our own making. But God has better plans for us. And whatever we ask him to renew our strength and guide our step, he does that. And I know we that's on this broadcast today, we do that every day. We ask God, guide my step today. Show me what you would have me to do today, dear Heavenly Father. I don't want an error today. You give me what you want me to have. What I think that I want, that might not be good for me. So, Lord, today is a new beginning. Should I do this or should I do that? I want to be in your will. And, you know, we have to consider this day as a new beginning. Consider it a fresh start, a renewed opportunity to serve your Creator with willing hands and a loving heart. Ask God today to renew your sense of purpose as he guides your step. Today is a glorious opportunity to serve your Father in heaven. Seize that opportunity while you can. Tomorrow may indeed be too late. You know, we got to do it today. We can't wait to say we're going to do such. And, you know, we used to say, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to us. If he put breath in our body and strength and our limbs, our mind and everything, do it today. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow may never come. It'll be a brand new day. If you see it, it's going to be a brand new beginning. So no matter how badly we have failed, we can always get up and begin again. Our God is the God of new beginning. My, my, my. When I think about that, God is a God of new beginning. You know, at the beginning, you know, of new year, many people make resolution. I don't make resolution. Most focus on changing their lives, doing better, making improvement. And new beginning may begin with each one of us individually. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. You know, many people want to change. And most people wish they could start all over with a whole new beginning. The good news is you can. But this is only possible through Jesus Christ. He alone make all things new. You know, when I thought about that, when you become a new creation in Christ, he will make all things new for you. And this is the ultimate makeover. However, it is only the beginning. Once you become a new creature, you are able to walk in newness of life because of your new life source, Jesus Christ, the Lord. You know, the beginning of the year, I started off not just with the ministering, but feet washing. A lot of people didn't know what that was. They heard of it, but they never experienced or they was afraid of it. That was a new beginning for some people. But the people that knew about it, they were glad for that opportunity. But it was a lot of people, things that did not show up, they won't venture in. Excuse me. But you know, new life is available to you in Christ. You can start all over again with a truly new beginning. God's mercy are new every morning. He is the God of second chance. He offers forgiveness, restoration to all who will seek him with a whole heart. First, receive Christ into your life. And then trust God with your life. You know, a new beginning is as a new you with a new life is yours for taking through, talking through Christ and Christ alone. But you must take it by faith. Faith is simply receiving the abundance of God's grace that is available to you in Christ. Then trust Christ to impart his grace to you by living his grace filled through you, his life. You know, we want to start the year off right by receiving God's mercy and grace so that you can enjoy your new life in Christ. And as you rely upon his spirit to enable you, he will empower you to walk in newness of life. Then you will experience the new life that is your heritage as a new creature in Christ. I praise God for a new beginning because 2024, I know God has some new, he has some things in store for me this new year. with this new beginning. He's already started. Every day I wake up, it's a new beginning for me. And he started some things in me for the new year, for the new beginning. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and true fullness have all we receive. And grace for grace, you'll find that in John 12, 1, 12, verses 14 through 16. Today I offer you, discover new life in Christ today. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because God has so much more for us today in him. And so as I think about it, I say, God, I thank you for the new beginning. You brought me over in 2024. That reminded me that you have some new things for me that you're pushing to work out in 2024. All I got to do is just follow your instruction. Follow your lead, not mine, but follow your need, because you will give me everything I need in my new beginning. And so today, that's my broadcast that I have to share with the world, a new beginning. Resolution, you'll start them for 2 days and stop them. But a new beginning, growing with a relationship with God, you will have a new beginning, and every day he will have you doing something different, something new that you've never did, show you things you've never seen, give you visions that you never had, give you dreams that you've never dreamed. When you just think about a new beginning, somebody may want a new job. Somebody may want to move. Somebody might want to try something different in their ministry. He's doing in this year in 2024 a new beginning. Everybody been doing their calendars for the new year. That's a new beginning. They're implementary things that they have never done before. They want to try some things in 2024. That's a new beginning, you all. So when you think about how God have orchestrated that, bringing us over into 2024, our life have started all over again, brand new, because we don't do the things we used to do. He took those that's in Christ that want to do better, want to do something different. He brought us in to a new beginning. And if anyone else would like to say something before we end our show today, I put this show on for 45 minutes. Feel free. I would love to hear from you.
I would love to say just one other thing. In a new beginning, we got to be reminded that God does answer our prayers.
Yeah.
I was looking on the scripture, how Abraham, he wanted a wife for Isaac, and Moses wanted to defeat the Amalek. Gideon was afraid, and God sent him a mighty fleece of men to help him. Samson got strength. Hannah had a child when she was barren. Mm-hmm. And Elijah, he returned the life of a dead boy.
Yeah.
All through prayer. Yeah. Elijah brought fire down from heaven. All through prayer. Elijah called it to rain.
Yeah.
All through just asking the Lord. Elijah, he returned the life of a dead boy.
Mm.
And remember this. Hezekiah received healing.
Yes.
And Daniel was safe in the lion's den. All through prayer. Zechariah had a child at an old age.
Yeah.
And the thief, y'all, this was bless my spirit. The thief on the cross received salvation.
Yes.
And met our God in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, and don't ever think that your prayers can't be answered to an impossible situation. I just want to leave you with this. Remember when Peter was in prison and Paul and Silas was in prison?
Yes.
It was just a prayer away. A prayer away when the gates opened and when they was handcuffed, it fell off, and they were free to just walk out and give God the glory and let the people know, you can stop praying now because it's been answered, and here I am.
Yes.
I just want to tell you, for a new beginning, we have to learn how to trust God and believe that whatever you pray for, if it's the will of God, it is so. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for sharing with us, the listeners, and those that will listen later on to this broadcast. I thank God, because that's what it's all about, a new beginning. And each one of those things that you brought out on this topic today, on this broadcast, it was a new beginning for each person that went through that. That was a new beginning. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My. Whew. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're talking about a new beginning for 2024. And God did it for them then. He can do it for us now. Oh, my. It still will be a new beginning for us because we didn't go through that. We hadn't went through that yet. So that was a new beginning. I want to thank you, caller, and all those that's listening in for coming on the line today. And I thought I was going to be late, but God, it willed it so. He's in control of time, you all. So I give him the glory and the praise for this broadcast today. I want everyone to tune in for next week, because we have another exciting topic next week that's on, will be on at this time, in Jesus' name. And so tell your friends, tell your loved ones, give them the number so they can come on and share on the broadcast too. Tell them what time we come on. And the guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. Have others to come on, because it's something that they can say on whatever topic we're talking about. It's not all about Apostle Sadie. It's about spreading the word throughout the world, that someone will hear the word and catch on fire. Woo, my. That's what it's about. Catch on fire and have the Lord on their side. So until next week, when we have another exciting topic, watch your email or watch Facebook. It's on there, because I did it for a whole month. And those that would like to know what the topic is going to be next week, I will gladly share it with them. I will gladly share it with them. And that way, we can be ready for next week. And next week, we are talking about how blessed we are. You are blessed. Counting your blessing, how blessed we really are. If I'm not mistaken, that's my topic for next week, the blessing, your rich blessing. Ah, my. Blessed beyond measure. Oh, my. Ooh, when you think about that, blessed. Oh, how blessed we are just to even be here. Oh, my. And acknowledging your blessing. So, till next week, you all be blessed. I love each one of you all. I'm glad y'all came on the broadcast today. And I'll be looking forward, in Jesus' name, my new beginning. That's why my new beginning is trying to get all my shows on for the whole month and reading and understanding what he want me to do. That I know that's part of my new beginning right there, you all. So tell someone else. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, somebody at your church. Let them know. Give them the number, because we want them to come on and be blessed. It's something that they can share with us that we might not have known, or something God shared with them to tell us. So do come on. I want to thank everyone that came on the line today, those that just listened, and thank my caller that came on and just went with me on the new beginning, and bringing out things that somebody else didn't even know or realize. It was a new beginning for each one of them. Each one of those things that happened, it was a new beginning. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. and stay tuned. And if anybody missed anything, tell them they can go to the archives of Joy and Peace on the broadcast for today, and they can. And so we'll go off with a song. I think this one, I've been trying to get some new music. On the other show, I had some music, but it was too long. So I'm going to see what this one is. See if we can bring it.
Say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
In the building, say, ho, 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 ho,
ho.
I'll be waiting to hear from each and every one of you next week in Jesus' name. Walk on the devil's head. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every person that came on the hand of Father and had something to say spiritually from the word of God, the hand of Father, on new beginning for 2024, for each and every one of our life to help us along the way. So as we leave this line, we don't leave your presence. We ask you to take care of each and every person on this line. Until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.